We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Danny, we've got to start with Anthony Rendon of the Nationals. Now, this is not a Nats are 7 games back conversation. This is not a State of the Nats Union discussion. We're not going to break down last night's game. We're going to isolate this specifically on Rendon, who clubbed two home runs, his 13th and his 14th yesterday, went deep in the first and the ninth innings, bookending the ball game. And despite having some of the best numbers in the National League and behind Nolan Arenado, who plays at Coors Field and has that benefit, the best numbers at third base in the sport, he is right now fifth in balloting at his position for the All-Star game, despite contests like the one we saw yesterday.
It's on the way, and a swing and a drive, deep left center field. Back goes Garcia, way back and watching. It's going, going, it's gone, goodbye. Over the wall to the left of the batter's eye in left center field. Bang, zoom goes Anthony Rendon with his 13th home run of the year. RBIs 44 and 45 coming on a 3-2 pitch from left-hander Manny Banuelos. With Trey Turner aboard, a two-run homer. It's the Nationals 2 and the White Sox nothing. And delivers, and Rendon blasts one to left field. This is way back. This is going, going, and gone. Goodbye. Anthony Rendon with his second home run of the night is a solo blast on a 2-1 pitch from Alex Colome, leading off the top half of the ninth inning. Home run number 14 for Rendon in his 44th run batted into the year. The White Sox 7 and the Nationals 5.
The Nats did lose the game. We can get into the Nats and Patrick Corbin's struggles in a minute. But here's where we wanted to start. Danny, Anthony Rendon might not be an All-Star.
It's unbelievable.
He's never been one in his career. If you look at almost every category, batting average, on-base percentage, slugging, OPS, almost universally across the board, he's one of the best players in the league this year. Top five in a plethora of categories. And he is right now behind four guys at his own position in voting.
He is on pace. Now, granted, he missed some time. Okay,
but 14 games.
His 162-game pace right now. 144 runs scored. 57 doubles. 42 home runs. 140 runs batted in. 90 walks. And just over 115 strikeouts. The OPS, the on-base percentage, the batting average, the whole nine yards. A Ruthian-type season. A Bryce Harper MVP-type season. A one of the great seasons we've had in modern-day baseball history-type season. All the while playing Gold Glove-caliber third base. He has made a couple plays over the last several days that probably went unnoticed. That in the sort of rankings in the annals of Anthony Rendon, great defensive plays, don't even get mentioned. There was a top spin chopper that he was on an in-between hop on at third base. Sometimes you don't get the ideal hops. At shortstop, you can, a lot of times, move around and get yourself a better hop. You don't get caught in a situation. At third base, the smash has happened. You're flat-footed. There's only one way to go. You figure it out. He had a swipe across his body on this top spin ball where he picked it like it was just the most routine thing in the world, flicked it over to first base. As they're jogging off the field, Trey Turner has his jogs right over to him, and it's like basically that's an absurd play. And Anthony's like, I don't know, I'm just whatever, man.
I'm fine. Just happy to be here.
I like playing, and maybe, you know, Houston Rockets. Just so casual. He's excellent. He's so good. Thank goodness he's not hitting sixth, by the way.
Anthony Rendon came into yesterday's game. Second in F-War, first in WRC+, first in OBP, first in slugging, and fifth in All-Star voting, and hit two bombs. So, the Nationals tweeted out yesterday, help us fix this, with a video of Rendon hitting his home run. I need them to do less tweeting about getting Anthony Rendon to the All-Star game and more re-signing him immediately. Stop tweeting about getting him to the All-Star game, Nationals, and start paying him right now. I'm good on you telling me, help me get him to the All-Star game. No, You help me pay his ass and keep him in Washington, D.C. That's your job. I'll do my job. Me and Danny can handle the advocating on his behalf for the All-Star game.
We got you.
Let us get the word out for Nats fans. You pay him.
We're on the team. Anthony Rendon should be an All-Star. Here's some information. You guys do the contract thing.
Just once, when you didn't shut someone down to benefit later on, let's get a deal done to keep a guy here who's one of the best in the game. This is not Bryce Harper, who you correctly let walk. This is a different story. He should have been under contract already. He needs to be paid. Pay him. Keep him. He needs to stay here. When Harper walked, I think by and large, a lot of Nats fans were fine with it. I liked it. I supported you. The antithesis of that will be the case if Rendon walks. You're going to get beat around on this show for a while. Do not allow him to leave. Resign him now. And if you can't get a deal done in season because Scott Boras is a lot to deal with, that's fine. You can trade him. You better resign him this offseason. I don't care what it takes almost. You're close. The door has not closed like everyone is pretending that it has. Resign him. Keep him. Your core, Rendon, Turner, Robles, Soto, is good enough. But you can't, over the course of two offseasons, allow Bryce Harper and Anthony Rendon to leave while your team, which was in the playoffs perennially, probably misses the playoffs for a second straight season. Max Scherzer will be 35 next year. What are we doing here? Pay him. Stop tweeting about him being an All-Star and start paying him. That's number one. Number two, as far as the All-Star game goes, Nats fans, you got to support the guy. You got to vote for him. The fact that Josh Donaldson in Atlanta, and I get that Braves fans are way more active than Nats fans in voting, and they're better at this than we are. They sent their entire team to the All-Star game recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how or why, but I remember last year at Nats Park, it was like the Braves and the rest of the National League.
Yeah, it was
for
like
some
11
reason.
Braves and two Dodgers.
Made no sense. I get that they're just better than us at this, but Josh Donaldson can't get more votes than Anthony Rendon. Josh Donaldson, who surpassed Madison Bumgarner in the last 48 hours, by the way, for the biggest whiner in baseball. Did you see what he did?
Well, Grant, you have to understand from his perspective, a pitch was thrown inside in a Major League Baseball game. He's got every right to question why a guy was looking at his general direction.
He's hitting .237. His OPS is under .790. He's got more All-Star votes than Anthony Rendon. Figure it out. Nats fans, figure that out. Now, I do have to say one last thing here, and that is this. And maybe we can open up the phones on this. I think Rendon is partially to blame for the lack of national attention he gets and for the lack of love he's getting in All-Star voting. He said last week when asked about the All-Star game that he would like to be named an All-Star without actually going to the event or playing in the game. Why would you do that? Like, we can't all be upset if he doesn't become an All-Star, if he doesn't even really want to be an All-Star.
Well, remember, when we... You know, we've asked him about it in the past. And at spring training, I was like, you're excellent. You are so good. And he just kind of blushed and sort of looked down and wasn't really sure to answer the question because that wasn't a question yet. And I was like, why don't you allow yourself credit? Why don't you should seek it at some point. And he just kind of gave this demure, very humble answer where it's not in his DNA. It's not what he was in that Final Five All-Star thing. Didn't lift a finger a couple years ago when he should have been an All-Star then. It's just not who he is. And by the way, be who you are. God bless. You do plenty of good work, and you're a great baseball player.
Yeah, you're a terrific person. And being a little bit boring with a personality is not a crime. Being, I won't even say he's not media friendly, but kind of doing the minimum with the media, mm-hmm. it's not a crime. We happen to have a good relationship with him on the show. He's great to us, so it's awkward for me even to say that. But I get the sense, in general, he kind of is a do-the-minimum-with-the-media guy. I can't get over the fact that last week in a post-game interview with Alex Chappell, who travels with the team, who's a part of the Masson broadcast, who has the rights, who is the entity for the club in getting out whatever message they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you watch FP every night, and this is what kind of the team wants you to think, right, by and large. He says to Alex Chappell after she asks him about winning a game, we scored more runs than the other team.
Thank you very much.
Let's do a little bit better than that. I'm trying to get you to the All-Star game. So I think he deserves a little bit of the reason for his lack of fanfare. I'm not asking you to be fake or fraudulent or put on some air or put on a show. Just don't say we scored more runs than the other team when asked how you won. Don't say I'd like to be an all-star without going there, because you can't tell me those aren't factors. I believe that they are. Help Kyle Brostowitz. Hashtag help Kyle Brostowitz.
This should be the theme of today's show. Help Kyle Brostowitz.
He's the PR director for the Washington Nationals. He's trying to get Anthony Rendon some love. He's helping with his play, but I just don't know other than that how badly he wants to be there. So maybe we shouldn't care that much if he doesn't care that much. But I think this guy deserves it. I want to see him an all-star. And, oh, by the way, the other part of this is sign him.
Pierre Étienne.
Oh, I don't know that the Nats aren't trying desperately to sign him. I'm going to assume they haven't offered anywhere close to $235, $240 million without deferred money yet. Do that today. Make that offer. Occasionally, over the course of building a championship program, you have to break some glass in case of emergency. Mm-hmm. The emergency is this guy's going to be in Texas next year. Let's not allow that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.